and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Monday, October 7th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Again, this Monday, October 7th, 2024 edition. We got a great show lined up for you. Lots of information, lots of news going on regarding Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. Mostly focused on providing medical treatment and care of people down in Hickory, North Carolina. We're going to talk about that here shortly. But I do want to mention that our Detroit Tigers lost the first game of the Wild Card American League Division Series against the Cleveland Guardians, formerly known as the Cleveland Indians, in Cleveland on Saturday. The game was basically over in the first inning with no outs. That's how bad it was. Right out of the gate, 5-0. With no outs in the first inning. Then they settled down, the pitching did. They only gave up two more runs, but they were not able to score against the starting ace of Cleveland, and they ended up losing the game 7-0. So we're hoping that Tarek Skubal can come in and pitch a great game today, Monday at 4 o'clock. They're going to be playing that game, and hopefully they can tie up the series 1-1 and take it from there. Also, the text message I got from Dr. Sherry is, so far, the way they have it as of now, they're going to be leaving out of South Bend, Indiana on Monday tonight, early evening, flying to Charlotte. We will be picked up in Charlotte and go to a church of a friend of mine and sleep in the church Monday night. They're going to leave early at Charlotte at 5:30 tomorrow morning, accompanying and being led by the sheriff to go to Hickory Airport in Hickory, North Carolina. From Hickory, they are going to take Black Hawk helicopters to the assigned areas in the mountains to reach those trapped up on the mountains with no communications, no access of getting down. They will return the following Wednesday. Going to be back in South Bend early next Wednesday evening. So hopefully they'll be able to accomplish some good things, and we wish them safe travels. Pray for those people down in North Carolina, South Carolina, all over the South that have been impacted by this hurricane. We pray that everybody can be saved that can be saved, and that they continue to provide them the relief, the necessary items that they need. She has a website that is back up and running that she would like you to possibly consider making a donation to. It's heartbeatmission.org. Heartbeatmission, all one word, lowercase, .org. That is the 501c4 that they have set up to take donations. They need cash. They need money for the planes. They need money for their food and accommodations that they're going to be needing down there, and to be able to purchase medical supplies. So if you're inclined, if you want me to text you that, text me Doc, D-O-C, and I'll send you the link to the website and her contact information. Let's make some donations and help them buy the things they need to take down south. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Such a simple word, yet schools are far from simple. They are complex systems tasked with academically preparing our children for life. K through 12 students spend nearly 15% of their precious lives in school for 13 years. Schools are the first shift helping build America's future, and school boards are the bridge between community and our education system. On election day, school boards may be at the bottom of the ballot, but should be at the top of all our lists. On November 5th, vote for the best school board candidates that share your desire for better schools for our kids and our community.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one on this Monday, October 7th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. First of all, I want to let you know that I have received and so has the radio station, the owner of the radio station, a letter from an attorney. The attorney has been hired. The attorney is in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And the attorney has been hired by Mr. Thomas Moran and Moran Ironworks in Onaway, Michigan. Basically, not to go through all three pages in one letter and four pages in another, they are threatening me and the radio station and the owner of the radio station with a lawsuit. Threatening a lawsuit unless certain things are done on this show right now in this segment. So I'm going to go through basically parts of the letter. I'm not going to get into all the details because the one letter, again, to me was three pages long. The one to the radio station is four pages long. I'm not going to get into all the statements in this letter from this Ann Arbor attorney. But basically, they allege that on September 12th of this year, 2024, and again on September 25th, I made statements on this show that defamed Moran Ironworks and Mr. Thomas Moran, and that I made false statements, and that when I made the statements, I knowingly, maliciously, with reckless disregard of the truth, and without any factual basis, made those statements. These type of statements are widely known and universally recognized to generate threatening and dangerous behavior of others. So, first of all, let me clarify a couple of points for the attorney who's going to be sent this podcast. Number one, I'm a syndicated show. I have a contract with the radio station to do my show without any ability for them to censor or to be able to edit or be able to force me to say and do certain things. I have full editorial control of this show that I do 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. I've been doing it for 12 years, over 9,000 clock hours I have been on this microphone. I don't lie on this show or any time in my life. That's number one. Number two, anything I say in this microphone, I truly believe it to be the truth when I say it. So contrary to what you think, you knew what I knew and what was in my heart when I said things on September 12th and September 25th, all I can say, I would love to go to a courtroom in front of a jury and provide my evidence that I have. This all basically stems back to a Reagan Day dinner that Tom Moran spoke at for the Presque Isle County Republican Committee back in 2023. We were at the Township Hall. Many of you listening to the show were there. Many of you were outraged by the things that Mr. Moran said. I didn't misinterpret what he said. Many of you didn't misinterpret what he said. And if I wanted to take this to court, if I wanted to challenge by not doing what she's demanding in this cease and desist letter, you would have to be called in to give a deposition. Perhaps even show up in court sometime down the road in the future to testify in the courtroom that you heard Mr. Moran say the things that he said that outraged you, outraged me, and many others, including the owner of this radio station who was there and heard it as well. That evening, many people went to social media and put up posts about how outraged they were by what Mr. Moran said. Many of you heard it with your own ears, and I know because I've reached out to a couple of you, and you have all confirmed what I said was your interpretation of what Mr. Moran said at that dinner as well. and my attorney would question you on the stand in a jury trial about what you heard, thereby not only validating what I believe was the truth when I said it on September 12th and September 25th. However, we don't have the time. We don't want to waste the resources in having our FCC attorney, who we've already forwarded these letters to and have outlined for us how we're going to proceed legally forward. The amount of money it would take, the amount of time it would take, and you folks, we would have to call as witnesses, either in a deposition or at the actual trial itself, to basically defeat Mr. Moran and Moran Ironworks and their attorney, alleging the things they've alleged in this 1 3-page letter and this other 4-page letter. They make claims that they knew that what I said was false and that I knew it was false when I said them on the radio. Well, that's not the truth. The truth is, what I said, I believed, was in fact what Mr. Moran said, and exactly how others interpreted what he said, exactly the way I did. They're demanding that I cease repeating these false statements regarding the immigration status of Moran Ironworkers employees, and that they want me to issue a public correction for my defamatory statements along the lines described below. Blah, 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 cases, this case versus that case. I mean, this attorney obviously made some good money off of Mr. Moran Ironworks for just the time and the number of words in these letters. But I'm not going to get into all those. He said, she said. Here's what they're demanding. The attorney representing Tom Moran and Moran Ironworks wants me to delete certain audio podcasts off of my website. It's not the radio station's website. It's my website. YourDefendingFathers.com is my show's website. I own it. They want one podcast, for sure, Hour 2, Segment 2, on September 12th, 2024, removed from the website. They also want another podcast from September 25th deleted. They go on to describe the ways that I'm supposed to make this retraction. One of their primary concerns is that the things I made, which I knowingly made false and reckless statements, which is not true. I did not do that. But that's what they allege in this letter of cease and desist, and a threatening of a lawsuit. They're concerned about the Moran Ironworkers' safety and possibly being harassed in public. Also, the expenditure of time and money to ensure their workers' safety. Also, claiming that I degraded the reputation in the community, risking possible business relationships of Moran Ironworks, the company. Well, that was not my intent, and I did not do any of that on purpose, knowingly that it was false when I said it. But they demand that I immediately cease repeating false statements regarding Mr. Moran, Moran Ironworks, and the immigration status of Moran Ironworkers employees. Publicly correct your false statements, the letter says, by issuing a correction on your radio show. The correction should specify specifically, A, this is page 3 of the letter dated September 20th, from the Ann Arbor attorney hired by Tom Moran and Moran Ironworks, that your past statements regarding the immigration status of Moran Ironworks workers were false and based on absolutely no evidence. Paragraph 3, Section B, that all Moran iron workers are legal to work in the United States. So, with that, I hereby, following the advice of our attorney to avoid a very expensive lawsuit, expenditure of our time away from doing what we're doing, and to prevent us having to call many of you that were at that Reagan Day dinner and heard with your own ears exactly what Tom Moran said, to keep you from having to be called in and deposed at a deposition and possibly have to testify in a courtroom, I hereby make those statements. That my past statements regarding the immigration status of Moran iron workers were false and based on absolutely no evidence. That all Moran iron workers are legal to work in the United States. Those statements are hereby made. Then they go on to say, failure to comply with these demands by September 30th, well, the subsequent letter sent to the radio station gave me until October the 11th. If the demands are not met by October the 11th, will result in further legal action against you, the radio station, and against your FCC license. Signed by the Ann Arbor attorney hired by Tom Moran. So, I have fulfilled my obligations to this threatening cease and desist letter. I have made those statements, and the attorney, once you get this podcast, please email me at patriotvoice2012@gmail.com and tell me specifically what podcast you want deleted off of my website. And I will have my engineer do so. And hopefully put this to bed once and for all. So the retraction has been made. I've agreed to remove the podcast, and I'm awaiting your email when you hear this podcast retraction I've made on the radio on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, my show's website, the radio station's website, and both phone apps, TuneIn and Simple Radio. I look forward to my day in court with my witnesses, but we're not going to go down that road. We got better things to do with our time and money, and we're not going to drag you guys into a courtroom. So, therefore, it is done. One thing I do want to mention, we have other stories that we're looking at around the country. We're getting news reports about FEMA not having the resources to take care of the people suffering from Hurricane Helene. We're going to bring some of those stories up. We're going to talk about certain things, and we're going to make sure that you guys get the right information out there regarding aid to these people. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell is working with a local county sheriff, and we're going to be talking about that as well as what type of things are being allowed into or not being allowed into these areas. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan.